This is 89.1 KUAR and All Things Considered. I'm Michael Heplin. Revenue from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery was up $3.8 million last month compared to the same time a year ago. For August, revenue totaled $35 million. Joining me in the studio is Lottery Director Bishop Woosley. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
First, what's your reaction to this latest revenue report?
Well, we're happy. We've had a very good start to the fiscal year, and we've been blessed with a couple of nice sizable jackpots with Mega Millions and Powerball. We had fairly large jackpots in the very beginning of the fiscal year, and then near the end of August, we had they'd built up above the $100 million mark again. So very good, and our instant tickets, or scratch-offs, as most people call them, have continued to be up for about 24 straight months, so I'm glad to see that trend continue as well.
But you're seeing a big increase thanks to the national games?
Yes, you know, those generally the jackpots drive sales, and so on those months when you have low jackpots, there's not a ton you can do to drive sales. We're trying to do everyday play initiatives with our advertising and marketing, but you really kind of at the mercy of those jackpots. So when they get larger, when they get up to $100 million and above, you see sales start picking up, and especially when both of them are at that same stage, it's real helpful.
But the amount of money raised for college scholarships was the same as a year ago. Why the difference?
Well, there's two reasons. A, when you sell more, you give away more prizes. Our prizes were fairly high last month. We have a program that is called a Play It Again program. And what it is when you don't win on a scratch-off ticket, you can go in and enter your ticket into our Players Club. And once a game is over, we enter it into a drawing, and we give away a last lot top prize. So it just so happens we gave away $1 million Play It Again prize in August. And $1 million prize just comes right off the top. So it's a good thing because somebody wins $1 million, but from a funding standpoint, we always take a little bit of a step backwards when you have those prizes, but they're kind of a necessary evil.
Well, this month marks the 7th anniversary of the creation of the lottery. Do you feel it's met the promise made to voters who approved it in 2008?
I think so. You know, there's been a lot of publicity over the years. We had a world record startup, which probably set some expectations above what we were going to end up doing. And when we fell off in sales for a couple of years, and I think what we've done is built it back up to where it's probably going to be. We have a consultant now in that's going to help us to build it even more. But when we started up, I think they projected we would make about $55 or $60 million a year, and we've returned probably between $85 and $90 a year. So even though it dropped, it's still much higher than they had anticipated.
You've had to scale back the scholarship sizes three times.
Yes.
Do you anticipate any more of
those?
Well,
you know, that's really a legislative question. We don't have anything to do with it other than what we make. I think what they tried to do in the last session was take the historical data and try and build the scholarship criteria and the funding to where they wouldn't have to do anything to it for a couple of years. With anything, there's growing pains, and you're trying to figure out the best amount. And last year, we actually got a refund from the Department of Higher Education for unused scholarship money. So it looks like, you know, based on the fact that we got money back, it was done to where it was just about right.
What are the key challenges at this point that you hope to address?
Well, we have to just remain relevant. You know, with gas prices being down, that gives people discretionary money, and we make most of our money from the discretionary money. So we have to keep putting out games that people enjoy and that they think are fun and that they have a win belief and think that if they play it, they'll win and feel that win. Because if you feel it, then you talk about it to your friends and things of that nature. But for the most part, it's just to keep putting out games and marketing those games to where people are attracted to them and see them and want to come out and play them. We have more competition. We've got other racinos in the state, and there may be other things when the election is done with constitutional measures. So it's a more competitive environment, and not only we're competing with other gaming, we're just competing with people going out to eat and other social activities.
I've heard some criticism in the past that some of the top counties buying tickets weren't proportionally getting scholarships. I think one year Jefferson County was the second biggest, yet it wasn't in the top 10. Is that still the case?
I haven't seen in the last couple of months to look at that, but when you follow the population of a county, the larger counties obviously sell the most. I think there's several factors that play into that, and I think Jefferson County and Pulaski County and some of the larger counties do carry a little bit more. But it's, we try to do a play responsibly message. I don't know what plays into how much a school district gets from, it may be related to scores, maybe related to applications and things of that nature. I think at one point there was a question at a legislative oversight committee and about one school district being low and the actual scholarships are awarded. And it turned out that school didn't have a guidance counselor for a couple of years, and therefore the students weren't getting the guidance and helping them fill out financial aid forms, and therefore they didn't do as much. But, there's probably some areas that probably buy more and are a little bit underserved. And to the extent that we can do things with problem gambling messages and things of that nature, we try and do that. But that's an issue for sure.
Any other thoughts going forward?
No, we're pleased with the progress we've had. We have, in the last 2 years, like I said, we have seen a turnaround in sales. Last year, we improved our return by over $13 million from about 72.5 to about 85. And we're hoping to continue that trend. We had a wonderful Powerball jackpot, as everyone knows, last year in January, which was probably a once-in-a-lifetime type jackpot. You've got to fulfill the expectations and meet those, and that's what we're trying to do, is just to continue the positive growth.
That's Bishop Woosley, director of the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
This is 89.1 KUAR.